But the overall premise of our segment is the value of patents have changed significantly in the last 10 years. In 2006, patents were being asserted left and right. There was a great big monetization brokerage business on patents. A lot of that has changed significantly. As a result, we're seeing the other elements of intellectual property and trade secret, trademark, and copyright become a lot more significant. Our premise today is that we need to strategically be thinking as IP practitioners, whether you're specific to patents or whether you're non-patent and you're all other types of IP advising, that a strategy needs to be developed that recognizes that patents aren't quite the weapon and the protection to clients that they used to be. In this copyright segment that we're going to have, we're going to focus on two key cases, but we think that those two cases really expand much beyond the fact situation that they have. One relates to copyrightability of designs on clothing, but if you read closely what we're going to show in the Supreme Court decision, we think that that protection can be expanded into a variety of different types of products, including technology products and semiconductors. So let's move first into our discussion on just kind of what has happened to make us boldly say that patents aren't quite the value that they were just a few years ago. And the first area that we highlight is the injunctive relief aspect of patents. Since eBay versus Merck exchange in 2006 established a four-factor test on whether or not a patentee is entitled to an injunction,